Good afternoon, and thank you. We appreciate the opportunity to speak to you on behalf of the National Congress as a sign of our commitment and our awareness of the importance of civil and political rights, which are the basis of a fair and equitable society, which ensures freedom, equality of people. We would like to know the following. First, responding to some of the questions that had been asked. As regards the independence of CONADE and the legal framework that we have in domestic legislation, I would like to note that the National Congress, well, our Constitution, through our Congress, has allocated budgets, increasing said budgets, so that CONADE can have and enjoy full autonomy in the discharge of their duties, that is to say, ensuring human rights. It is also important to note that the Constitution gives constitutional rank and full autonomy, as we see in the organic law creating the body. There was a question on the process of selecting the head of that body. The Congress named a special commission to this task. They issued a report. The report was on the selection process of the head of CONADE. It was determined that there were irregularities in the process. For this reason, the commission, addressing the request from the head of the legislative body, did issue a series of recommendations. The recommendations indicated that the process should be transparent, inclusive, and should include a broad participation in order to meet constitutional norms and be in step with the Paris principles. There was a question on the fight against impunity and human rights violations committed in the past. I should like to refer to the recommendations that were made by the Truth Commission. These recommendations came as a result of the 2009 coup d'etat. As a show of political goodwill, the President of the Congress has presented a draft decree. This was aimed at creating a constitutional justice tribunal. As a show of political goodwill, the effort was aimed at living up to the recommendations made in this regard. Now, turning to gender equality, which is a matter that appears in the list of issues, I would like to convey to the committee that our National Congress, for the International Day of Women, has adopted a law for shelters, women's shelters, that are survivors of domestic violence in Honduras. This is a meaningful measure. It protects women that have been ill-treated or displaced by violence or victimized by trafficking of persons. I should also like to note that the initiative for a comprehensive law on violence against women is currently being addressed. It's being shepherded through Congress. Numerous state bodies have been dealt into this process. As regards the protection of life, our Congress has also adopted a law for the prevention and care for IDPs. The goal is to prevent internal displacement and to protect and care for providing humanitarian assistance to those groups of individuals or individuals that have been forced to flee from or escape their homes or their normal residence. This is a National Congress effort. We have adopted a budget that is aimed at protecting human beings in such situations. On the list of issues, there was also a question on the law that regulates the use of force by law enforcement, tasked with upholding the Constitution and our laws. Now, this does include the implementation of international standards recognized in the use of force. It also has the goal of protecting the life and freedom and safety of individuals, as well as the other rights that are listed and enumerated in our Constitution and other international instruments. Allow me to note before the committee that this initiative is being shepherded through Congress. It's being discussed. It is under deliberation, and the idea is to ensure that this process proceed in step with the constitutional regulations. I would now turn to the sentences and other crimes that have been criminalized and put on the books. There has been a special commission named in order to issue a report on the process of adopting the criminal code, the idea being to, down the road, issue recommendations on the adoption of the same, look into whether the established constitutional process was followed. Now, there's a law on compliance with international human rights within the context of national security doctrine. Allow me to say before this committee that the proposal has been brought by the National Congress to show political will when it comes to the protection and promotion of human rights. I thank you kindly.